Tene. Tene means manifested all these things. Here, the meaning in a rough picture, I am coming. Tene brahma hidaja adakabaye. Adakabaye means that way. Tene, rasa brahma, brahma, tene brahma hidaya. Brahma means, here brahma means rasa brahma. Rasa brahma. He gave that ocean of rasa brahma in the heart of Vyas, and he manifested in the heart of Sukadeva Goswami. And then he recited it in the Sabha of Parikshit Maharaj. Understand?
Yes, I understand that meaning.
So Brahma Harida
means rasa.
Not Brahma.
Brahma.
Rasa Brahma.
Rasa Brahma.
In the heart of Adakavaye means Vyasadeva. And he saw it in Samadhi. Bhakti yogena manasi samyak panihite amale apashyat purusham purna mayanta jadapasyam in first canto. In dialogue between Narada and Brahma, Narada and Vyas, everything is written there. Then he saw Srimad Bhagavat, all the past leela of Krishna from boyhood to last. And then he revealed it in Srimad Bhagavat. So Brahma Hirda, Rasa Brahma, he manifested in the heart of Adakavaye. Moyanti Jata Surayaha. He manifested this rush in the heart of Vyas, and that rush is quite durlab. Durlab means kya hota hai?
Difficult.
Very difficult. Not difficult.
Durlab.
Scarce.
Rare.
Not rare also.
Durlab.
Scarcity for Brahma, Shankar and so many Narad. That prem. What prem? That Radha and Krishna Paraspar serving each other. Radha is telling that why you have cleared my
altar.
Jiva altar. And Krishna by his hand, he is trembling and writing Krishna. He cannot write correctly. He is trembling. Why? By the prema of Srimati Radhika. This fact. And Krishna takes this face of Srimati Radhika. Now, he thinks that, then should be none here. Anyone is not here. Then taking this face to his left. And smoothly he keeps on his head. That see, this color comes here and here. When this color comes here is Lakshmi Devi. This is shining more than that. Krishna is giving more importance of this color than Lakshmi here.
Yes.
And Bhrigu Lanchan is there.
Yes.
More than what he has reared here. Money, costume money. It comes on the costume money, this red. So this becomes so beautiful. And Krishna is praying. This is ocean of Ras. Even very, very Jata Muhyanti Surayaha. Suri cannot have this idea. Suri means Muktaji. On those who have
liberated souls.
So Tene Brahmarida Jadakabe Muhyanti Jata Suraya. Tejo Varmadan Jatra Vinimayo Trisargo Amrishadhana Sena Nirasakukum Satsana. Or more
then more can be given.
Then I will thank, I will explain the rest in a rush course, in a rush explanation. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Sanatana Goswami, all are manifested by Krishna, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for giving this artha. So really, to whom these are, so both are Radha and Krishna. But he has not taken here the name of Srimati Radhika. Saptam Paramadhimahi. So Radhika is Saptam, Paramapriya of Sri Krishna. I do dhyan of that Radhika here. So here, this Srimad Bhagavata is certainly for Radhika Mahatma.
And he can relish it, and Lord Chaitanya relishes it.
Today? Have you heard this before?
No, I have not. It's very wonderful. It opens up the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. That's the first verse.
That I will say. In this sloka is also the name of Srimati Radhika. By one, Rasa Kanyakam. That is the Vishaya and Asra. Krishna is Vishaya. Here there is no name of Krishna, but yet Saptam Paramadhimahi. Krishna is Saptam Paramadhimahi. But Krishna Dhimahi to Radhika also. So it denotes, this is sloka denotes both Radha and Krishna jugal. This is the hidden meaning of this first sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. And from this explanation of this sloka is all Srimad Rest Bhagavatam. This is the more main sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. They are not equal to Krishna in any way. But we should not do another. We should not disrespect them.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would visit the temples of the demigods.
Demigods are all there.
Any jeev.
Every jeev has Krishna in his heart, so all should be honored. Raghunath Das Goswami has honored Chandravali also.
Yesterday you said that an ordinary sadhak cannot directly approach Srimati Radharani. But there are some general prayers like Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. It is called Pranamami Hari Priye. I offer my respects to Srimati Radharani. That prayer sounds like the sadhak can directly pray in a general way.
Ordinary sadhak don't know who is Radha. Only they utter this sloka, but I think that don't realize the meaning of this sloka. If they are realizing, then they are Madhyama Adhikari and they are somewhat qualified to do this.
You have that next to the bush.
Chaliye thoda sa chale. Yeah.
May I ask another question about worshiping Radharani? This is something that our Srila Prabhupada has written. To perform devotional service means to follow in the footsteps of Radharani. And devotees in Vrindavan put themselves under the care of Radharani in order to achieve perfection in their devotional service. In other words, devotional service is not an activity of the material world. It is directly under the control of Radharani. In Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that the Mahatmas, or great souls, are under the protection of Daivi Prakriti.
Hare Krishna.
You're not coming? The internal energy, Radharani. So, that also seems to describe a general supervision of all the bhaktas by Srimati Radharani, not only those who are in Madhurya.
I told something about this yesterday. Something. Because the bhakti is the bhakti of Srimati Radharani.
Bhakti is the...
Bhakti is one of the bhava of Srimati Radharani.
Yes.
So in general terms, Srimati Radhika does everything, but there is a specialty of Madhur Rasa.
You should Abhirane Lo. You can go and talk.
Srimati Radhika she always sees Krishna in new way.
New way. Nitya Nutta.
Nitya Nutta. Nitya no Novaya. So, if any pastime of Krishna is going on,
by the Yoga Maya Prabhava, it will seem as if it is new. What to tell of Krishna Katha? If I am telling any Krishna pastime to you, I will describe it so many times, but
different
types. That same thing, but it will be tested as new. So Krishna Katha, Krishna Roop, Krishna Lila are all Novaya Novaya. The same thing, but even.
Yeah.
And he says, to Krishna. She feels Radhika that I have never seen these eyes so vakra. This is like a bow. Ne? Kundali is like a stone. No? The sight of Srimati Radhika or Krishna is like an arrow. If arrow is given dhar diya ja raha hai, samajhte hain?
Sharpening,
yeah. On kundal, and next it so
shiny.
Eh?
Shiny, sharp.
Sharp. Eh? So that it will go penetrate here and come out here.
True. Eh?
This katakshya. Eh? So he sees it in so many ways, various ways. When she is seems new and new. So this past tense goes new and new. Now you can ask that question.
Oh, but would it disturb your taking prasadam?
No, we will tell.
Alright. My question was whether devotees can directly pray to Srimati Radharani, as in the Radha Pranam, seeing her as the mother of bhakti. But last night you said only through Yogamaya or Vrindadevi can they approach. But these prayers, they are made directly to Radharani, Tapta Kanchan, Gaurangi, Radhe, Vrindavanesh. And the devotees, say in ISKCON, devotees I know, they have a sentiment that they would like to pray to Srimati Radharani. They see the Murti Radha Krishna. But is this not approved, this idea of that I can pray to Radha Rani or can it only be done through the Yogamaya and through
What is Pranam Mantra?
Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vishabhanu Sute Devi, Panamami Hari Priya.
Why they are doing pranam?
Why? Because the spiritual master gives them this prayer and tells them, no.
Why they are doing pranam?
Because they worship her.
Why they worship?
Because she is Krishna's dearmost.
They want anything?
No.
Nothing.
Just devotional service.
Nothing.
Nothing material.
Aisa nahi. Must they have greed anything?
They have greed for devotional service. But not in a specific way. And they have not yet realized rasa.
Their idea is not completed there. Rupa Goswami is doing this prayer. Or Raghunath Das Goswami is doing this prayer. And ordinary person, he is doing. The meaning is the same?
No.
So are the ordinary person, general, anyone can do?
No harm.
No harm? Ordinary. Like we do pranam to Krishna. We also do Jagannath. No. Why we do to Jagannath and why to Krishna? What are the ideas there behind? Jagannath is of Dwarka. No? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees that actually there is no difference of tattva. Only there is difference of rasamalini there. We cannot have the same thing which we have from Radha and Krishna, from Jagannath. There is Subhadraji and Baladeva also with Krishna. So we cannot ask for anything to Radha and Krishna there. In front of Subhadra and Baldev. Baldev is elder brother of Krishna. But when we do pranam to Srimati Radhika here, it is a general pranam mantra. They don't know what is Srimati Radhika and what is want from Radhika. What class of devotion we want, we actually don't know. We have no greed. We are doing Vaidhi Bhakti only. As a Narayan Sarup, we were doing that. But when gradually we will have an association of Rasik Vaishnava Bhakta, and when we know the speciality of Srimati Radhika, what is Radhika? Then we can do this pranam so well. For general mass, there is no difference aap kaun se mantra bol rahe the, wo Bhagavat wala pranam?
Yam Brahma.
Jab Brahma Rudra Marutai Divya Savai
Vedaya
Sangha Pata Karmopanishadai Gayanti Jagan Samaga Dhyana Vastit Tadgatena Manasa Pashyanti Yoginam
Yasyantam
Na Vidu Surasurgar Devaya Tasmai Nama. They will see that same person. One sloka is there also. Santakaram Bhujagasainam Padmanabham Suresam. This is sloka. They will tell that this pranam is mantra is so good than that Radha pranam. Yeah. There are so many persons. And they actually say, like this. But then we have heard from our master spiritual Maharaj, who is Sri Radhika, in what way we want to have the devotional service of Sri Radhika, what is the important speciality, then we can do pranam. It is said that in the Bhaktivinoda Thakur Kirtan, Eibara Karuna Karo Lalita Visakha, not Radhika here. Raghunath Das Goswami Prem to Srimati Radhika. At first he has done pranam to his Gurudev, Rupa Goswami. Sirup Manjari Pakita Puresmin Pumsaha Parashri Badanam Nahi Parashri. As a Sakhi Bhav. And he has told him, I am doing all this pranam, giving Kushmanjali in the Radhikasri through you. Not directly. This is the way.
Maharaj, says that in the Song of the Parrot, the last line is the devotee is asking Srimati Radharani directly, Maya Matma Padma Padma Dashadastu Radhika.
Who are you doing?
This is what the Song of the Parrot is saying.
Krishna Dasa Virat Goswami is doing. Yes. He has all to do. Only we repeat it, that one day we will be able to do this prarthana direct to Srimati Radhika. Now we are uttering this, it is of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Govinda Lilamrita. No? We are not able to remember all these Lila of past times of Krishna Das Gopiraj Goswami written in Govinda Lilamrita. It is not for us now. When we will be able, qualified for this, then we can do. Radhika is so much far away from us. But we want to do, we utter all these slokas.
If we keep on uttering this shloka with very menial feeling, katar bhav, then we will get that upliftment, advancement. Of course, we don't understand and we don't have that feeling in us right now.
Gradually, you will know. This
only the main question which is before us. We should keep on praying like this, or
It is not forbidden to pray.
We should pray. And we should utter all these slokas. There is a sloka. Bhajami Radham Arvinda Nishram. Smarami Radham Madhuras Mitabhyam. Badami Radham Karuna Bharadham. Tato Maman Nasti Gatit Nakat. Radha Ji ke bine humari koi gati nahi hai. Actually it is so. Radha Ji ke bine gati humari nahi hai. ये है एक्चुअली समझ रही है मेरी काम अभी तम खा रहे हैं पी रहे हैं चल रहे हैं फिर रहे हैं अभी राधा जी से संबंध क्या रखें तो कहने के लिए कह रहे हैं एक्चुअली वी आर नॉट लाइक सो विदाउट राधा आई कैनॉट लीव ए मोमेंट इन दिस भजामि राधाम अरविंद नेत्रम आई एम भजामि I am doing bhajan to Radhika. Her lotus eyes are like a lotus. Arvinda Netram. Some reddish. Some whiteness. Some whiteness. And in whiteness there is some reddish bhav. And by the corner, she is seeing the Krishna. Not by full eyes, only very little corner. When she sees to Krishna, the float of Krishna with his hand goes down. And this Pitambar Vastra also goes down. And Krishna at once became trembling and he is about to fall on earth. Only by a very, very little part of eyes he is seeing. So I am doing Vandana to Srimati Radhika. That Krishna, by a part of his eye, her eyes, is being so. He becomes like so. He forgets himself. So bhajami radham aravinda netram smarami radham madhura smritabhyam. And I smarami, I am remembering Srimati Radhika. Madhura smitabhyam. Smit, you know? Smit means dhire dhire mandra muskan. Smit. Smit. Not so. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
No?
Madhura smitabhyam. Madhur. Madhur means with madhu. Honey. Like honey. You can give the taste of always taking. Why she is laughing? Krishna is doing like this, Srimati Radhika, and begging pardon that you should give your man. You are so little, Krishna is telling. You are so little, so sukumari, but yet your man is so much big. How it came in your heart? So Srimati is laughing, smiling. Madhura smitabhyam badami radham karuna bharata. Yet you are so karun that anyone who wants that I like to be dasi of Srimati Radhika. See, at once sent Lalita. Go and see whether she wants or not. And if she is wanting, then at once give by darshan to her. Bring her in my lord's feet. So I know that there is none without Radhika. I cannot do upasana to anyone else than even Krishna. I will leave. So I want to bhajami radham. You can't remember your Gurudev at Vrindavan. You can't remember Vrindavan. It's very easy method.
Yeah. And read, and hear the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. Maharaj, that now in our reading we should concentrate on developing the Raganuga, because now for 25 years we've read Vaidhi Bhakti, now this, so these other books are now important.
By doing Vaidhi Bhakti sincerely, after some time it is told that Raganuga Bhakti. It's a chance, because doing bhakti, we have so much faith in Vaishnava.
Yes.
In Kanishka Adhikari, no faith on Vaishnava, only faith on Guru. And outward. No? And in Madhyam Adhikari, he thinks so much things. He can know what is cheap, what is ethic, what is good, what is bad. He knows the relations also. So, he will have faith
Vaishnava. And at that time, have a chance to associate any good quality of Vaishnava. And by that, Raganuga may come. It is so done. Even see that this Vaishnava is very good Vaishnava. He has Guru Nistha, and also he is praying to Radhika. This is Siddhartayanti, Vaijayanti, all these slokas, and also he has some tendency towards Srimati Radhika. No? He likes to read, he likes to remember and tell Harikatha on Krishna and Gopi. He knows everything. He knows Vedanta. He knows all Siddhanta. But yet, he is going towards, he has some ruchi towards the pastimes of Krishna, between Krishna and Gopi. I should also do some vandana to Radhika. From these Siddhanta, then he does this oftenly, here and there. But after some time, he had a taste to do always, regularly. Now, he likes to read Gopi Gita. The Samar Gita, Yugal Gita, and wants to the explanations of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, what Sanatana Goswami has told in Vaishnava Gosvami, what E. Goswami is telling there. Now, he likes to read the book in which all these things are there. So gradually, the faith and faith is advancing. This is the method.
Yes. And in his Harinam, that also changes.
But, sometimes the bhav changes. Now, when he chants, he does pranam to Srimati Radhika. Now, he was doing only Radhika. In advanced position, he may do vandana of Rupmanjari, Rati Manjari, Tulasi Manjari, Jamuna, Giriraj, all the things who can give Radha Dasya Bhav. At first he was testing only Radhika. Now he sees that Radhika cannot be found. So he will go in a certain method. And that method is how Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami has told and advised in Mana Siksha, Upadesha Amrita and all other books. Now he will have this test in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu. What is bhav? What is rag? What is vibhav, anubhav, sati, vantanu? Then he will see that in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, no special thing has been given of Madhura. Then alone he will read Ujjalinimani, all the things which we pass for Madhura, gradually he will go.
support his Gurudev also undergoes a change. His tattva will be increased so much. Oh, now I realize what Guru is. At first I was not thinking about it. What? Marvelous? Marvelous? Gift he has given to me. Now this is. Swamiji and my Gurudev, if you have not mercy of your Gurudev, you cannot meet me. And if my Gurudev has not taken me from Maya and given all these things, how can I give you? So it is mercy of all this. Knowing and realizing the mercy of
Raga Yoga seems to mean to begin to understand that everything has an inner meaning. We've been caught like a covering, and now we see there's always something inside.
Mm-hmm. If Vaidhi-bhakti are not developing, and we have a simply faith on Gurudev, but not increasing. No, that is the like Bhavananda, Bhagavanda, and all others.
We must go forward or else we go down.
Huh? They are bound to go down.
They can only understand that our Gurudev has taught us the method of earning all these things.
Yes.
No?
Yes.
And this is only Hari Bhakti or Guru Bhakti.
Yes.
Follow all these things and to increase Krishna pain, Praja pain, they don't know.
Gave that definition of niyamagraha as refusing
yes.
to go forward.
Forward.
I will not go forward, but I have now enough.
But this is Guru Bhakti. This is everything. We have gained everything. We are now full. But Vedan Swami Park. We are proceeding to Mathura, leaving Vrindavan in right, left side.
Yes. Right, yeah.
And at Vrindavan. Yeah. Ah. Tumi thaka ek jagah, u rakho ek jagah. You will leave me in Mathura and he will reach in Vrindavan.
But I don't understand Vrindavan. I cannot enter Vrindavan.
And how you go to Vrindavan?
Yes. Those of us who are hearing from you, is if we think, we are better than the other devotees in ISKCON. They are practicing Vaidhi Bhakti. We hear from Narayan Maharaj. Then we become proud. So we have to hear all this and practice, but remain servants of the other devotees too. I know that, but I have to be careful.
If a man really enters or he has greed, he will be more and more trinad apishumi, saror apishumi, no abhiman, nothing, very simple. And if he has something abhiman, I know better than others, then certainly he has no raganga. It meant that I don't nothing. And so in lower grade, always hankering, always weeping, always chanting, giving respect to others.
In some ways, a lady has some advantage over a man because of the male ego. No particular advantage.
No. It is chance for only. Those who are so strict and very komal heart.
Soft heart.
But very strict.
Strict.
Women are not so easy.
So that's not good.
That's naughty.
Yeah.
So at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have seen only half. Madhuri Devi was only half. Rupa Goswami and so many persons are seen in this line.
Yes.
But none of so advanced in women. They can come in passion. So it is dangerous for them.
Maharaj, can you tell me anything of this name that Prabhupada gave me, Satvarupa? I asked him once, he said, it means the inner meaning of truth. But it does not appear to be any name of Krishna or anything. Not a very rasic name like Tamal Krishna or Giriraj. But it is Krishna.
Krishna is Satvam. Always he is Achyuta. So Krishna is Satvam.
His form is truth, eternal.
But directly, not Krishna.
Directly?
Not directly.
The name is not known. I have never heard Krishna called that in any.
Your Gurudev will change your name afterwards.
He will?
Huh? Shortened?